Pat Fugate-Hawk and Terry Bowman from the Hope Chest for Women. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you guys here with us this morning. We have partnered with the Hope Chest for a number of years now for our big fundraiser, Get Pumped, and it's coming up this coming Friday. People have been asking us, hey, when's Get Pumped coming? When's Get Pumped? Well, guess what? It is this coming Friday, and it's a really simple fundraiser. Folks don't have to work hard at all. All you got to do is go to any of our Triangle Stop food stores in Henderson County, Transylvania, and Polk County, and just get gas. That's all you got to do, because a portion of the gas proceeds are going to go to support the Hope Chest for Women. And it really makes sense that we're raising money that way for the Hope Chest for Women, because the way the Hope Chest started, right? Can you give us a little history about the Hope Chest?
Well, the Hope Chest started back in 2003 with a local oncologist office that was noticing that women were having trouble making their appointments, paying their co-pays, starting to fall into financial distress because of the high cost of cancer treatments.
Yeah.
And we help women with breast or gynecological cancer in 22 counties. And when it started, it was originally just a little office fund that the doctors and nurses kicked in a little bit,
right,
to help buy extra bag of groceries, pay a power bill.
Gas money.
Gas money, mm-hmm. Yes. And it kind of grew from there to where we are today. Last year, we served over 109 women throughout Western North Carolina and distributed over $67,000 in funds to help them.
Wow. And see, that's one of the things we forget many times. You think about suffering from breast cancer, or gynecological cancer, or any type of cancer, but what you forget is that life goes on. Bills keep coming in.
Yes, they do.
And suddenly you got to think about those things. I remember hearing stories over the past few years about women who just couldn't even afford the saline solution to clean their ports.
Correct.
You know, those types of things. So tell us how the funding works for the Hope Chest for Women. How is it that someone finds out about you and then gets help from you?
Well, we're a very small nonprofit. We rely on the generosity of our community. And we always tell people we don't cure cancer. We just make it a little bit easier for those struggling with it. And we have fundraisers like Get Pumped. And we're so proud and so thankful for Bo Waddell and his crew out across the counties for holding this fundraiser. And we do fundraisers like this. We write a few grants. We talk with folks out in the community who also generously support our agency. So we're just we rely on our community, and we serve those in our community. Your money stays right here in Western North Carolina, where it should be, to help women, your neighbors.
I think you were telling us when we were having a meeting earlier this year that you do serve all 22 counties, but most of your service is right here in Henderson and Buncombe County, and I think a lot of that's just from a population standpoint, right?
Absolutely. Henderson County is our second highest service area, and we work with Pardee Hospital, Park Ridge Health, as well as Mission Hospital, but also the Levine Cancer Center and some other local oncologists to help find the women who need our help.
So if there's somebody out there that does need help, that's hearing all this and they're thinking, wow, I could use some financial help, I could use some help for some bills or some gas money, how do they go about that process?
So we get most of our clients from the cancer nurse navigators from the different hospitals or oncologist office. And they can go online and print off an application. And the website is www.hopechestforwomen.org. They can complete that in its entirety, and they can email it to us or fax it to us or mail it to us by U.S. mail. And we ask that they get a current pathology report from their oncologist and send that in so that we know for sure that they do have cancer.
So what about folks who are hearing this and hearing about the great work that you're doing, and maybe they don't need your services, but they'd like to be a part? They'd like to be a part of the solution that you have. I mean, I'm sure there are volunteer opportunities. I'm sure there's lots of things that people can do to help the Hope Chest for Women.
Oh, absolutely. There's tons of ways to get involved, and it can start with a phone call. Our phone number is 828 828- 708-3017. And you can call either Pat or myself and find out about volunteer opportunities such as Get Pumped. We have the Harley-Davidson Poker Run coming up. We have our annual benefit, Here's Hope, which will be held on October 20th. Lots of different fundraisers coming up because our community believes in what we do. We have folks like Hillman Beer and some of the breweries that come together and are releasing special beers to commemorate Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Wow. And one of the things we want to try to remember also is that, breast cancer awareness is certainly needs to be more than just a month.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, it certainly doesn't take time off. And so you need dollars and you need help all throughout the year, not just during Breast Cancer Awareness Month or whatever, right?
I mean, absolutely.
We get most of our money from our donors, people that have members in their family that have cancer, or their family may have never had cancer, and they just want to help those that are going through cancer at this time. So anyone can mail in a donation. All of our money stays local here in Western North Carolina in all 22 counties, and to help the women that we serve and that needs our assistance.
And, you know, when you think about this, cancer, whether it be breast cancer or gynecological cancer or any kind of cancer, it doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care how much money you have in the bank.
Exactly.
There are people out there who live paycheck to paycheck, if that, and something like a cancer diagnosis is devastating to anyone, much less someone who is already struggling to make ends meet at the end of every month. So when you have something like that on you, gosh, just the help that the Hope Chest for Women can provide has just got to feel like such a weight off of their shoulders.
A lady that I talked to just recently, she had retired, and she was doing fine, doing well. Financially, she was good.
She was okay, yeah.
She was good. And then she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then all the bills started coming in that was over and above what she normally was paying out each month. So we were able to help her. So being diagnosed with cancer is one thing, but then having to worry about it financially is another thing.
Right.
So just hearing the C word scares everybody, and then having to worry about how you're going to put food on the table, how you're going to make your house payment, how you're going to make your car payment, how you're going to put gas in the car to get to your treatment. So this is why we are here. And if there's people out there that are listening and they would like to help us, we're the Hope Chest for Women. You can go online and make a donation, or you can mail it into our office.
And online, that's hopechestforwomen.org. Mm-hmm. And the phone number to call is 708-3017. And here's a really great way to help. Just get your gas tank filled up at any one of the Triangle Stop food stores. Marathon Gas, but Triangle Stop food stores specifically. There's 10 locations. I'll give all those locations here in a little bit. But any of those 10 locations, that's all you got to do. If you've already got some gas in, top it off. You're not paying any more for gas than you would at any other day. And this is due to the kindness of Raven Oil Company, Bo Waddell, and the Triangle Stop food store folks. They're donating a portion of all the gas proceeds for the day to the Hope Chest for Women, in hopes that you can continue to do what you're doing. So again, it's 10 locations. And we also want to say a big thanks to our supporting sponsors, Brotherstone Granite, St. Luke's Hospital, Bonworth Factory Outlet, and Paco's Tile and Stone. They're helping take over some of those stations as well. It's also a great day to learn more about the Hope Chest, because there'll be Hope Chest volunteers at each of these locations as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Good.
And one other thing, Bo will also, at the cash register at all the stations, he will have little pink buckets that if someone would like to fill their tank up and then give a donation, he will have those there, and he will include all of that in with what he gives us.
And we've seen such our great listeners, our community of listeners are so awesome. Many times they'll just drive up and fill up a little bit, and then they'll give us a little extra cash right there. They'll give us a $20 or sometimes a $100 bill or something like that, knowing how far all of this goes. So again, we want to say a big thanks to Triangle Stop Food Stores, Bo Waddell, and the Raven Oil Company, our supporting sponsors, Brotherstone Granite, St. Luke's Hospital, Bonworth Factory Outlet, and Paco's Tile and Stone. This coming Friday, it's a day after tomorrow, right? This coming Friday, have an empty gas tank and stop at any one of the Triangle Stop food stores and get pumped for the Hope Chest for Women so that you guys can continue to doing the great work that you're doing through the Hope Chest. Thank you, guys. Pat, Terry, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to spending the day with you on Friday.
All right.
Friday. And thank you for the great work that you do. Once
thank
again,
you.
Folks, it's Get Pumped. for the Hope Chest for Women and those locations of those Triangle Stop food stores. 701 North Main Street, that's where we'll be doing the morning show live this coming Friday morning. Ozone Road in Saluda, 3614 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, 2400 Asheville Highway right here in Hendersonville. 95 Terminal Drive, that's the brand new one right there at the airport in Fletcher. That's a great store. 2545 Chimney Rock Highway, that's right there at the entrance to Walmart. You can't miss that one. 4197 Haywood Road in Horseshoe. Upward Road in Flat Rock, that's just off of I-26. 1210 Asheville Highway in Brevard. And the one that was just renovated this last year, 10 Rosman Highway in Brevard. You can't miss those locations. Go to WTZQ.com and click on events, and you'll see Get Pumped right there. You can click on that and get any one of those locations. All right, folks, stop by any one of those Triangle Stop food stores this coming Friday and fill up. Let's get pumped for the Hope Chest for Women.